Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at receiving help and looking specifically at how God provides help, how He uses us so that others can receive help. And today's focus is on receiving help through prayer. As Paul writes Timothy, he has instructions on taking care of widows, of individuals who, well, their resources to care for themselves were no longer adequate and had difficulty. And he writes this. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 5, he says, "The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help." As with many of these topics on receiving help, it's important to remember that sometimes you and I are that help that God sends. But in the context of receiving help through prayer, God says that the widow who is really in need, and it really goes beyond, that's the subject matter of the text there, is taking care of widows, of providing for your own family, of not becoming a burden on the church body because you refuse to take care of your family and expect the church to do it. But he recognizes there are those who are still in need. And in their culture, that it's why James addresses pure religion being to care for widows and orphans, two groups that were often overlooked, who were often in positions of having very few, if any, ways to provide for themselves. And so it's not specifically widows in today's culture, although those definitely fit the bill at times. But if we think about people who are genuinely in need and have no ability, for whatever reasons, to provide for themselves, God says that because they're all alone, and particularly because they're His, they cry out in prayer night and day, and God helps them. And I suspect that you and I have experienced the help of God in ways that were nothing short of miraculous. The help arrived with no visible means of how it arrived. God simply provided it. But more often than not in my life, that help has come through the hands of people. In answer to my prayers, in response to God providing. But when we look at God providing help through prayer, I always think of one of the lessons I was taught is that when you pray, you really need to pray with a mindset that you might be the answer to that prayer. And so when you pray for those in need, listen for God to convict you, to challenge you, to motivate you to help. When you pray for the suffering of people, when you pray for the widows and the orphans, when you pray for those individuals and groups that you're aware of. And especially as they pray to God for help, I believe God works through those prayers in ways that connect us. And they connect our heart in ways that those that can respond, meet up with those that need the response. Had a call last night from the New Orleans, Louisiana area, the disaster coordinator from IDES that has done their initial assessment, and there is much work to be done. And because I'm confident the people there are crying out in prayer, because I've cried out in prayer not only over the past weekend as I watched the hurricane make landfall and do major damage and destruction, I've prayed in the past for those that go through storms. And God has equipped and prepared me to be able to and to be ready to respond. And so working out some of the details on getting down there to provide help. And I love the motto of IDES, to provide help and hope. Doing so in the name of Jesus, taking the good news in response to our prayers and in response to the prayers of those that are suffering. But one of the difficulties is we tend to think of prayer as that last resort thing. We may not like saying that. We may not like hearing that. But most of us, as Americans especially, we've been taught to be self-reliant, and we try everything we can. And it's almost like the old adage, if all else fails, read the instructions. We live by the unspoken motto, if all else fails, then pray. And I believe that's why Paul writes to Timothy. He describes these widows who are really in need. And they recognize that God is their only hope. In the context, he talks about those with family taking care of them. And so it comes down to those who are really in need or those who are left without family. That not only are they widows, as have their husband died, there is no other family left. And so they really do feel all alone. And whether it's because were no children born, whether it's because all of the other family have died, or whether it's because their family has simply abandoned them. And those that belong to Christ, who find themselves really in need because there is no one else, Paul says they have learned to continually cry out to God, and He provides help. I wonder what would happen in your life and in my life if we would live with such consistency and such urgency in our prayers. That especially in those times where we feel all alone, in those times where we feel the need is great and there's no one to meet it, what would happen if our first course of action would be to cry out to God continually? To know that He hears our cries for help. A little later this morning, I'll speak at chapel for Michiana Christian Academy and talk a little bit about God's people crying out for help. And God sending Moses back to His people to be that spokesperson, to respond and to let them know God has heard their cries. And one of the things to remember is God's timing is not the same as mine. It's not the same as yours. we cry out for help and we think help ought to be standing at our back door as soon as we open it. God's people had been crying out for help for years. And when the time was right, he sent Moses. And fast forward many, many years, and God's people were crying out for help. And when the time was right, he sent Jesus. And today, God's people are crying out for help. And until Jesus returns again, he wants to send you and me to be that help. To be the instrument of Jesus that is an answer to the prayers, the answer that God sends. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love for us hears us when we cry out for help. Father, your desire is that we would care for those that are of our family. That we would not let them be a burden on others, that we would not surrender our responsibility, that we would do what we could, and we would provide that help. But Father, you recognize that there are times when family abandons other family members, or family simply disappears and is unable to do what they want to do, what they ought to do. And so you hear those who really are all alone, who really are in need, and they cry out continually for help, and you hear their cries for help. And Father, may we become more like the children that you've created us to be. May we become more like your children, that our ears also would be tuned to the cries of those who are all alone, to those who continually cry out for help. May we hear their cries. And may our prayers and may our seeking of you lead us to be the help and hope that they need. Just as others have sought out your face and you have used them to be the help and hope that we need during our times of need. Father, may we continually lift up one another. May we continually listen to you. May we have hearts that are softened with compassion. May we not be nearly as concerned with defining what a person really in need looks like as we are about defining what a person who helps looks like. Father, as we receive help through prayer, may we glorify Jesus for providing that help through our times of prayer, but also may we glorify Jesus as he uses us to provide help in response to the prayers of others. And Father, as we have opportunity to be helped, as we have opportunity to help, may we lift up Jesus as the core, the center of all that we do, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.